telling now when I watch these nincompoops in these Senate hearings. I mean, what a joke. We discuss next with my special guest co-host, Tom Paulswitz. He joins me every Thursday right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm your host, Maggie Dawn, joined by Cardi. Happy birthday, Cardi.
Happy birthday.
The board. You want to can never get enough of that. Birthday greetings are always so much fun. Be sure you pass along a birthday greeting to Cardi when you give us a call at 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. First of all, we were talking just briefly about the Treasury Secretary appointment, Scott Bessent. His hearing was today. I don't have sound of this, but he was asked this question. If Donald Trump proposes a particular economic policy that you and your professional judgment believe will make things more expensive, will drive inflation up, will you advise the president that that policy is a bad idea? And he I'll discuss with the president and it'll be his decision. Was that the umming and the humming and the eyeing about it? Like, you just wait a minute. Are you telling me you can't give the president your honest professional opinion that something might not be a good idea? That's basically what that guy just said.
Yes.
Terrible.
And he's not the only one that has said it.
No kidding. That's the theme, right? Yes, like, would you obey an unconstitutional order, Pete Hegseth? Probably is the answer. Right? Yeah,
definitely.
Pam Bondi, I reject the insinuation that Donald Trump would give an uncut. No, just let's say Joe Biden gave you an uncut. Unbelievable. Let's get into some of it. Yesterday, folks, we listened to a bit of Pete Hegseth's confirmation hearing, but I kind of wanted to save some of the best for this discussion, given that you are a Navy veteran, Tom. Pete Hegseth, of course, the Fox News personality who is set to become Secretary of Defense. Two women on the Senate Intelligence Committee are combat veterans, Senator Tammy Duckworth and newly minted Senator Alyssa Slotkin. Let's take a little of the sound of Tammy Duckworth interrogating Pete Hegseth yesterday. Let's go with 2A.
The highest level of international security agreement that you have led, and can you name some that the Secretary of Defense would lead? There's three main ones.
Do you know? I have not been involved in international security arrangements because I have not been in government other than serving in the military. So my job has been to
The answer is can you name one of the three main ones that the Secretary of Defense
talking about defense
signs?
Arrangements. I mean, NATO might be one that you're referring to.
Status of Forces Agreement would be one of them.
Status of Forces Agreement. I've been a part of teaching about Status of Forces Agreement.
But you don't remember to mention it? You're not qualified, Mr. Hegseth.
Ouch. She's asking him very specific subject matter questions about the actual job of the Secretary of Defense. Let's take the second cut, and then I want to get your reaction. This is 2B.
Name the importance of at least one of the nations in the ASEAN, and what type of agreement we have with at least one of those nations. And how many nations are in ASEAN, by the way?
I couldn't tell you the exact amount
could,
of nations in that.
But
I know we have allies in South Korea and Japan and in AUKUS with Australia trying to work on submarines with them.
Mr. Hegseth, none of those countries are in ASEAN.
Across.
None of those three countries that you've mentioned are in ASEAN. I suggest you do a little homework before you prepare for these types of negotiations.
Ouch. I have to admit, I didn't know the nations that were part of ASEAN. But I'm also not trying to be the Secretary of Defense, am I?
Yes, that is the key. Like, not knowing things. I mean, there's a whole bunch. I couldn't answer that question, but I'm also not applying for that position. And it's so ridiculous to think that someone would walk into a room and open themselves up to these types of questions without at least doing any kind of prep work, just knowing that, hey, I've got a face made for TV. I'm going to be a great Secretary of Defense. And it's disappointing, but it's also dangerous.
It's very dangerous. And I have to tell you, you know, I wasn't working at the highest levels of government in our nation, right? But I will just tell you all, if you've been listening to me, many of you, most of you will know that I spent over the last 7 years of my career as the chief legal officer for Milwaukee County. To say that I prepared for any hearing, to say that I read everything available to me when particularly critical issues were being debated is an understatement. I worked all the time to ensure that I was a knowledgeable, objective, independent source of expert level guidance. And certainly if I was about to face off against a room full of senators on the Intelligence Committee to be Secretary of Defense, I would do my freaking homework and study up. Like, what in God's green is this guy's, like, are you this intellectually lazy? Do you think just trotting out your anti-DEI talking points?
I think it's worse, Maggie. I think that he thinks he can do the job by learning on the fly. That's what I, and he is not alone when it comes to the other nominees, you know. And one of the things that struck me about yesterday is the senators were so happy to talk to Marco Rubio.
Yeah, like the relief.
They were thrilled.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. We actually have somebody who sort of knows what they're doing. And so we there's can have a conversation.
There's an actual name for this stuff, everybody. And it's not just the Peter principle where you rise to like sort of everybody will likely be promoted to the highest level of their incompetence. Like you'll get to the job where you really don't have any business being, which I don't actually think is always a thing. But I do believe in this effect that has been described in the last 20 years called the Dunning-Kruger effect, which is a thing where in very particular areas of high technical skill, like applied knowledge, that the less somebody knows about it, the less able they are to identify their technical skill deficiencies. And the better you are at it, the more likely you are to underestimate your level of skill. And it's like every single one of these is like a walking, living, breathing example of the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Right. And it's funny when other people do it, like, you know, the commercial of, hey, I watched a medical show last night. Sure, I'll operate. You know, I think I have the ability to do that.
No
but when
problem.
It when it comes to actually running these positions, but to me, this is going into the level of they're gonna double down on the incompetence.
And hope no one notices.
Yes.
Everyone's noticing. We will actually take more of the Hegseth hearing sound. I want everybody to listen to Senator Alyssa Slotkin question Mr. Hegseth. It is worthy of your time. It portends much for you and your family's safety in this coming 4 years. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842.